Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Brendan McCullum became the first New Zealander to score a Test triple century, while India's Virat Kohli also reached three figures before the second and final Test in Wellington was drawn. India finished at 166 for 3 in 51 overs in their second innings, after being set an unlikely 435 to win, the draw handing New Zealand the series 1-0 after their 40-run win in Auckland. McCullum made 302 in 559 balls, while Jimmy Neesham also scored his maiden Test century, unbeaten on 137 when New Zealand declared on 680 for 6. England and the West Indies qualified for the quarter-finals of the ICC Under-19 World Cup by winning key matches, while South Africa and Sri Lanka also won their games today. Those four sides are heading for the Super League quarter-finals, with Canada, New Zealand, United Arab Emirates and Zimbabwe entering the plate competition. In Group C, the West Indies beat Canada by 63 runs, with South Africa making it 3 out of 3 with a 7-wicket win over Zimbabwe. And in Group D, England thrashed New Zealand by 115 runs, and Sri Lanka topped the group after handing hosts UAE an 8-wicket defeat. England have called up uncapped spinners Jodie Dibble and Rebecca Grundy ahead of the ICC Women's World 2020, which begins in Bangladesh next month. The pair take their place in the 15-member squad, which also sees recalls for Tamsin Beaumont and Fran Wilson following strong performances on a recent academy tour of Sri Lanka. The squad shows five changes from the successful Women's Ashes campaign, with Aaron Brindle's retirement and injuries to Catherine Brunt and Natasha Farrant forcing changes to be made. Daniel Wyatt and Lauren Winfield were left out. Quinton de Kock and David Miller have been handed Cricket South Africa national contracts for the first time for the 2014-15 season. 17 players, reduced from 22 following an agreement between Cricket South Africa and the South African Cricketers Association, have received contracts.